Excellent, excellent. It's always good to be productive. Glad to be going back to work just for some relaxation.
Yep, I saw you were upstate. So I didn't bother you. I had to replace the power steering hose on the White Monster. Low leak turned into a blown hose, so I changed that. That was fun.
Yeah, but at least took care of it. Move on to the next one. Obviously, it was the high pressure hose, not the low pressure return.
Yep. Very short hose, and no, it looked like with the original. The return had been replaced. I was a little surprised. Doesn't look more than 4 or 5 years old, but the other one looked like it was original. But thanks to some contortionist practice by myself, I was able to get in there and get it done. It wasn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be.
Excellent. Excellent. It's always better when it's easier than harder.
Easy to be hard. Remember that song. So, it was nice up there?
It was absolutely gorgeous up there.
The trip you wanted to take the bike up for?
Yeah, I would have loved to have had the bike up there, but the scheduling of what was going on, I wouldn't have had a whole lot of time to ride.
All right. I got a busy week. Sam, tonight, this is like my night off. I'm going to take my daughter for a checkup tomorrow afternoon. Then on Wednesday, I got a softball game, weather permitting. Looks like it might rain. And then on Thursday, I have to go see Uncle Gary. Did you text him during the weekend?
No, I didn't text him during the weekend. Hey, Thursday? Pop early.
I know, he's there on Thursday. I said, you know, so I really want to do this on Thursday before the holiday weekend, but I gotta get this done. I said, all right.
Afternoon? When? When are you going to visit?
After work. I think, afternoon. Remember.
Yeah, maybe I'll stop by and taunt you.
Shit applause. You should applause.
You did all that. You should have lost.
Oh, but all the unsavory things that happened this weekend in the news, I didn't see anything about a wedding that went worry.
Wedding that what?
That went awry. I didn't see anything about any people that went ballistic at a wedding.
Why would there have been people that went ballistic at a wedding? What am I missing? I must be half asleep.
Gary's son's wedding was yesterday.
Oh, damn. That's right. Father of the groom. Arrested for the bride.
Father of groom goes ballistic at son's wedding. Film at 11.
But, oh yes, that would definitely make the 11 o'clock news. And the VPN mobile.
Yesterday was also field day. Whoop. Big whoop.
Yeah, I've been reading all these emails going back and forth and back, and first and down, and second and 13. But, looks like, I guess everybody scored their points and won their contest.
Yeah, that's for me. They chased me away from there a long time ago. So, I would have liked to have done something with Johnny, but what I did was much more much more productive. I don't know where these guys get the time for this, but nice to have it.
Oh, you know what it is, eventually. You'll have the time for it. You have the time for it early on, and then, you know, due to whatever, you have no time for it. And then eventually, well, like I said, you come back around and you have the time for it.
Well, I don't understand. Do I have the time for it, or do I not have the time for it? I'll have the time for it when I have time for it.
Exactly.
Is that Kramer that just he posted some pictures of this yacht thing from the weekend?
Yeah, anything from Greg.
Are you out there, Gregola? Yeah, so some pictures of the boat. Kind of a different looking boat. A lot different than what he has.
The way you hesitated before you said, kind of a different looking boat.
I never saw it, but it's different. Yeah, we were talking last week about getting together on the Wawa, the three of us, this summer. Snicker.
Well, we can still make a vain attempt at making that happen.
But you're so vain.
Probably think this song is about you. So you think that everybody at the rest stops all up and down the north way, through way, every other way, thought I was, I don't know, OCD because I kept having the Windex and paper towel out to get the bugs off my windows?
I bet they were sick. You know, I've been seeing in the morning. They look like fruits, but they're reddish color. They're not the full fruit fly-ish looking. But they're about that size. It's red. I never saw these things before.
So they're not termites?
Oh, no. I know what termite looks like. Unless they're little baby termites. They look like fruit flies. They're that size. I saw them on the boat yesterday. They're on the side of the boat. I said, oh, all right. And then, you know, once the sun comes up, they all split. And today I saw them on my truck.
Good question. Maybe they're like Japanese flying cockroaches or something.
Oh, they're so small. So small.
Yeah, but a lot of driving was done.
How long is that ride? 4 hours?
6.5.
6.5? Jeepers.
6.5 with like minimal and like stopping for a restroom stop and then a fuel stop once you're there. Matter of fact, I can get there on just a spoke over a tank full of gas. I can actually do it on a tank full of gas. Because when I got up there, I still had like about a quarter of a tank. So I could do it on a full tank of gas.
I didn't think it was that long off the road. I thought it was 4-ish. Okay. Plus you with your Windex and paper towels every 5 minutes. Did you get to learn how to do it while you're driving? Yeah, it must have been rough on the windshield. All right. I'm sure you took out a small nation of bugs on the way up and down. I wish you to go back.
It's when we move her in. Do the whole move in August.
All right, well, I know you've been on the road, so I don't know if you heard about the first tropical storm could be coming up our way on Thursday. But it looks like a cold front that's over in the Chicago area is going to peter it out to sea.
Yes, I saw on the news this morning that they're still keeping an eye on that tropical depression, figure out what it's going to do, and modeling right now says that it'll probably stay offshore, so we should be looking at a decent weekend, and maybe I'll actually finally be able to get the boat out.
It's you and me both. My daughter refuses to go. I would have liked to take it out there in the weekend, but she doesn't want to go.
Listen, she doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to go. Can't force her. My daughter's going to the beach today. Going to the beach. Her couple of her girlfriends.
I wish I was going to the beach. Looking a little steamy again.
Supposed to get a little nicer as the day goes on. Temperature's supposed to come up. Humidity's supposed to, skyrocket. It's going to be one of those days that you wish you were on the beach.
I'm glad that power steering on went during the week. I was able to water it and work on it on Saturday. Not next weekend when I want to use the thing. There's something to be said about timing.
But comedy, timing is everything.
It certainly is, Ollie. It certainly is. Two of these big jobs I've been working on are winding down this week. Your job was very, very smooth. The poor guy was there on Friday and he finished up on Saturday. That looks good. You know, now it's just the finishing. The next two or three days, fishing between hanging up vent hangers and CPUs, fire extinguisher, that kind of stuff. For all intents and purposes, I'm finished there, which is great. And they got the doctor's lounge, which I'm also trying to wind down Thursday. So, they're looking good despite me.
Yeah. Well, when we go back up in August, we already booked cottages. That's nice little, like, you know, cottages up in the woods. Be up there for a few days instead of having to rush up and then rush back down.
Yeah, that always helps if you can break it up. I was, again, surprised about the time because where I go hunting, which is not that far, obviously, it's like 2.5 hours, and I've been to Albany, which is like, you know, three, and I've been up to Lake George many times. I just don't remember it being that long, but I guess it's way beyond.
Albany is about halfway, give or take. Albany is about halfway, and it's about another 2.5 hours past Lake George.
My friend has a place in the Lake George area. She's always inviting me up there to live here. America. And I just, you know, I've gone to some of the whitewater rafting, which is north of okay. It's been a long time. But my dad's way up there, you know, when I was younger. Speculator and Saranac Lake, which I know is not that far from it. But it's been a long time. And I guess we broke it up, I guess that's the point that I'm trying to make. Go to like the Catskills, stay overnight, then drive the next day, that kind of thing.
Yeah, coming home because we were leaving so late on, Friday we wound up stopping at Albany, just north of Albany. Town's called, Colony, and, bunked out for the night there, and then jumped back in the car early in the morning, and we were back at the, homestead at, about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Wasn't terrible, but still, you know, it's a long drive.
Yeah, I know, Colin. Very good times up there, but long time ago. Great. So you're working through Thursday, or you take it off on Thursday?
No. Friday is the 4th, right? So I guess I'm working right up till Thursday.
Okay. Great. Me too. I might try and DD out a little early to go see Garish, but that's it.
Let's drop the curb with my tire.
Well, it's official. I hit every single light on the way here this morning. Every single light.
It happens sometimes. Boy, so, so good. Need to get into work so I can just, like, relax.
You've been driving all night, your hands went up the wheel.
I just have that in my head that drives my heel.
God, they mowed the baseball fields down here. Holy mother of God.
Does that mean that you'll have a much more better time on your Specimen Cup series?
Yeah, the grass has been warm, plus it's been biting, so when they cut it down like this, it helps. At least they cut it, you know, take it away. Whack it, and then it lays there decomposing like Mozart.
Yes, decomposing. PBM Mobile. All right. You looking for your parking spot yet?
Yeah, I'm just coming in for the landing. So, in a minute or two.
I pull the plug and head in. See what wonders befall me for today. Chat with you during the day. Be good. AB2NQN. This was N2BPM Open.
Yo. think you can. The field day was really good. I think we had one of the highest point totals. And, you know, that's not our main goal, but we did have a very high point total. And lots of participants and well over 100 people visiting the site and participating, setting up and taking down. Everything just went really smoothly. The weather cooperated. So all of that was really, really good. In the next week or so, actually, I think we're putting the repeater is a UHF or VHF, and I think we're going to be putting it on the VHF side. Again, to do the same kind of test, not to knock anybody out, but at certain times when nobody's on the repeater, a few people with the digital equipment will then test the range. It seems that the range might be a little bit less. You know, I think that's the general knock on digital, that it's a little bit less than the analog. But again, as long as you're hearing it, the quality of the sound is excellent.
Yeah, I guess you'd say it's very similar to analog versus digital cell phone service in many regards. But that's good. Trying new things.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be closed-minded to it. This was an opportunity for us to participate in an experiment. And again, being one of the more active and having a pretty good technical staff that can really analyze it and write letters and explain to Yaesu some of the strengths and weaknesses, I think that was really good. And I think they appreciated it. They got some really good technical input.
AC2, KKX. Well, you know, you don't really ever appreciate the activity of the repeater here until you travel outside this area. And I've been to very few other cities or regions that have repeaters that approach the activity of this one.
Yeah, and the listening mode, we were talking about it, that we had quite a few new amps come down to Bill Day, and, you know, a few people, you know, I'm hesitant to get on the air, I'm not sure I'm going to say the right thing. Well, you know, the main thing is you listen for a while, you listen to it, and the thing today, and the calls and so forth, and eventually it becomes second nature to you, and you get on the air. But the interesting thing here is that, you know, what I said is, you may put your call sign out there, and somebody will come back to you, and then suddenly, you know, somebody else will come on, and somebody may come on as well. So there's just times when people are listening, but they're doing work, and they can't just stop at that point to say hello. But most of the times, they won't let a call go unheard for a long period of time. Somebody will pop in, and certainly if there's an emergency, there are dozens of people who are probably listening on to an emergency.
It was interesting that you mentioned new hams in the area. At the Mamaroneck site, I met a few new hams, some, you know, newly licensed, others who have moved into the area from other regions of the country, and I thought that was all good. I don't know, I've never been to Field Day at the Limark site, but the one in Mamaroneck is quite good. Seems to be well attended. I guess their dinner on Saturday night always attracts a big crowd. Anyway, finally in Manhattan. Now the PSDR is a little more like what I'm used to at this hour, but it's moving. But activity on the repeater is a little on the low side this morning, Rich.
It could be somewhat of a recovery period for me. I know I, from yesterday, and I've added a bit of food dinner and fell asleep at my desk there. About 11:30, cut up the dog out and went back to sleep. So there may be some people recovering, but also, you know, it's the beginning of summer. Some people for sure have gone away, and quiet sometimes, and you know, I'm not sure all the reasons why, but the school teacher not there, and just the general malaise, I think. But we'll perk it up, Peter.
Sometimes people just listen to NY2H mode.
There you go. Anyway, it's true. You never know who's listening. But Lou, we know you can't listen long. Go ahead.
And Lou, I'm not sure who the other station in there was.
All right, yeah, I'm going to let him. Is there another station in there? I thought I heard a female voice. I couldn't hear you popping in and out on the east. Pete, Rich, I'll hand over to Pete first. Did you hear her?
Well, it's virtually in and out repeater, so very hard to make out more than a few words. Maybe Rich had a better ear.
Now, it's the same thing, because I think you're possibly using an HT, and you're just popping in and out of the repeater. I think you said that, I think that's called Z or something like that, and I know you said that you were listening and it said something else, but try it again. But here's the problem, I think you might be a Westchester listener, I'm not sure.
In the Maranatha, I did not hear you, otherwise I would have recognized your voice. And I think that's the first person that knows all the cookies.
Who? I think you said something about the Maranatha, and so I'm thinking that you were directing that to Peter and that he just didn't recognize his voice. Boy, I don't know. Let me send it back to you again and confirm that that's Peter that you were directing it to.
Saying hello to Peter. I'd love to have met him at the last.
Peter, you still there?
Yep, I'm here on the FDR, and I heard a few words. I'm not sure who that is, but I was there maybe for an hour on Sunday morning, and you know, I spoke to a few of the WECA club members. But I'm not sure who's on the HD, but don't recognize the voice, but I thought it was a great venue for field day and a great setup for WECA. And I'm sorry I can't hear more than a few words. KT2. KKX and hometown in Larchmont. Flip, let me pass it to you.
All righty, NY2H Mobile. All right, yeah, it's even tougher to hear it out here. It's popping in and out, but okay. And affirmative 2 weeks. I have my last 2 weeks in front of me here. 4 days this week and 5 next. And that's it. So that's a good thing. And Richie, I was wiped out yesterday. Craziness. So we're back in the groove now. Rich, over to you.
All right, Lou. And to the station Westchester, I apologize for just popping in and out, but at least Peter knows that it was someone that was up there at the WECA field day. Lou, we were all tired. We got finished. Everything was down and packed by a quarter to four. That's how good things went, and that is how we had sufficient people. So afterwards, I mean, everyone was able to go home at that point, which was great, you know, after a long weekend. But then we dropped the stuff off, so we got home still a little bit later than that, a few of us did. But other than that, that's something better than to end that kind of an event by having everything taken down and packed up in an hour and 45 minutes. That was great. Let me send you to the Westchester station one more time. I'm just not sure that you'll make it and that it'll go on to Peter. Thank you, KND. Peter, maybe she dropped out, but Peter, over to you. Sounds like Peter could be decimated. Lou?
I suspect maybe he's under Gracie Mansion or somewhere, because I think he was popping in and out. All right, Pete, so we'll get it back to you in a moment. You'll be in a better spot. And the band is wide open. I guess it was open last night and still open. And I'm hearing on the east end here, repeater almost as strong as Selden coming in. So I don't know how that's going to fare on the way in, but we'll see. We'll try to switch over when we can. Peter, maybe you're in a better position now. Over to you, NY2H Mobile.
We're out of the tunnel, and you sound just fine, Lou. No problem at this end of the metro area. Haven't heard any band opening on this end. Maybe Rich has. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're just passing 71st Street exit, so I'm starting to get close. Rich, over to you.
Hi, Peter. Yeah, this is, you know, that time of year. You get a fair amount of propagation, and that's been helpful to the repeater. The bands were very open for field day, I think. 40 was cooking most of the time, 20 was, 15 opened up, and I think 10 opened up yesterday also. But one of the operators worked South Cook Island. So it's an emergency. If you get anything from South Cook Island, you know, you can get there. Lou?
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, it was a fun time. Dick never showed up. We kind of waited around. Fernie, I don't know if Fernie stayed overnight or not. I think I left around 1:30 a.m. So, it was good. And I had a lot of people. And as you noted also, even as it got later and later, the stations all seemed to be occupied. So I guess we had a good point turnout. I'm not sure. And the other thing I was wondering is, you stop at two, but the fact that if I heard people discussing the rules and I interpreted correctly, the fact that you started on Saturday with the setting up, you actually could have gone a couple more hours. I'm not really sure how that works, but I guess 24 is enough anyway. As a Pete, back to you.
All right, well, I'm going to say 73. On the final approach here, so thanks for the company, and have a great day. GG2, KKX, clear.
Hi, GG73, have a great day. Lou, let me send it to you, say 73.
And see you real soon, 73.
Okay, let me make sure I have it. Okay, the stations remain fully operating until 3rd or 7 o'clock in the morning. Then there was a minor break from one of them, and they pretty much they remained fully operating at least until, well, three of the stations remained until 2 o'clock. I think the second CW station, running 40 meters, I think that just out after a while. We were talking about that 3 hour rule. I'm not sure. But if you stay on for those extra 3 hours, the question came up, who are you going to be talking to? And it becomes perhaps time inefficient. All the clubs, for the most part, are shut down. You certainly would not want to stay at that site until 5 o'clock to close up. And like someone said, you might mostly meet stations returning home from field day or, you know, whatever the case may be. So it might not be productive time. But it is something I wanted to look into the rules so that I can understand it better.
NY2H Mobile. Yeah, that's a good point that I guess most of the clubs are torn down by then, but, or at least some. I guess there might be a few, you know, point of diminishing returns. In any event, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to operate much at all. I just had that one sit-down session. I had one or two cues only, and there was a lot of splatter in one of the other tents, so. And the CW-1, I guess, you know, there were two of them, but they were pretty much occupied at all times. So. Anyway, did get to see a lot of people again. That's always good. Always fun. And, you know, and you couldn't ask for better weather, right?
Yeah, in this case you can't be. I found it a little rough working in the whatever, I don't know what the heat was, I don't know what the humidity was, but you know, walking around too much, that was a little uncomfortable. But I was surprised that in the overnight I was expected to really be bitten up by bugs in the morning, and that wasn't bad at all. And we again did realize we've got to separate the antennas a little bit more to prevent the appearance. On the other hand, we're using triplexer, and so you're using one antenna for three stations. And I'm not sure what the interference is and separation. I'm not sure that it's not part caused by that. But next year, I think we really will spread the antennas out much further. And by the way, we got up basically four towers. Well, three towers plus the Aries towers. And I think we've got eventually six dipoles up, which was good for us because it really gave a lot of options in terms of operating. NY2H, KDK.
Eric and I took a little road trip during the day. We went up to Lockfield, see what's going on. They were up in Huntington, the hill over there. And they had a couple of dipoles strung out. They had really, really tall trees, and these things were like just about at the top of the trees, and I'm not sure how they, whether they used a projectile or somebody climbed, I don't know, but they were up there. I met a guy, I reacquainted myself with this fellow about a year ago with the Radio Central Club out here, a guy named Gene, who I worked with. And he was up there. And then we went down to Narc, right by the water, and it was really pleasant weather, but we were figuring at night, they were probably a little too cold, but, you know, had the breeze there off of the water, so that was pretty good. Back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because for all the warm weather, there was almost a chill, but I don't know if it was the differential between the daytime temperature and the nighttime that felt the chill, but going through the night, that was coffee time. But we had one dipole that used a tree as the center support. Of course, those are the ones that are hardest to get down. You know, it's easy to throw a line up there, pull something up. But then to make sure that you left enough rope to somehow or another cut it and get it down is a whole different story. But each of the towers became a center point for a dipole. As I said, next year we'll spread it out a little bit more and try to get rid of some of that interference. It was knocking, we just started 20 meters at 2 o'clock. It was getting some complete takeout, some complete interference from W station. but those antennas were way too close. That was just accidental. The tower should have been further down.
Anyway, it was good. Our point count, I had to guesstimate our point count. We're going to be close to 3,000, which is a great number for us.
You know, it's funny on the receive now. I'm getting on a QRM from the other stations. So I've got both the east and the west on the receiver here, and a voting, human voting system. You know, up on one and down on the other as conditions change a little bit. So, yeah, getting heavy side of both receivers now. Very interesting. Well, one of the side of both, now Eric had his vector network analyzer with him, which was a cool device because it's wireless, so he could control it with his laptop without even connecting to it. And they were sweeping some of the antennas, and the one on 80, Lou wanted it just slightly. He trimmed it about an inch on each side. So that was good. So, you know, the antennas were, you know, an optimal performance. So, anyway, I'm just about to enter the northern states in about a half a mile or so. And, interesting conditions this morning. We'll see how it sounds again. Back to you, Rich. NY2H Mobile.
H-U-K-N-B. Well, I don't know, Lou. What are you going to do in 2 weeks when you don't have to make this ride any longer? I would imagine you might even get up a couple mornings and just make the ride, just kind of feel like home again. It's hard to believe that we're talking so long and that you first got down to the northern states or something. Yeah, the purpose of trying to get things up as quickly as possible was so that some of the dipoles could be checked out, because the one, that 4080 dipole on CW and the other one for phone, Bobby made those many years ago, and I guess in theory they were designed to be trimmed, but we never got the opportunity to do it. And so now, it was good that they were trimmed because it also eliminated the need for the tuner, and that was something that we'll work on for next year. We have, I think we had two stations that used manual tuners, I think it was two. And maybe the third one also. So if we don't have a rig that has an auto tuner in it, first of all, it's ideal to have an antenna that is properly tuned. Secondly, I think we're going to go for that, how to get some auto tuners, because it's too much to have a somewhat inexperienced person sit down at a table and start playing around with a conventional antenna tuner. So again, we learned a lot, and that's part of the whole experience, how we're going to move forward to next year and make it better. Oops.
Alrighty, I'm on the northern now. Only for a bit, and I'll take the tag down to the expressway. Yeah, maybe 2 weeks from now I'll forget and I'll go to work. Wow. I have my, in the mail I received my first notice of my first pension check going in July 1st. So I had some taxes taken out, etc. So this is good. I wasn't sure how they were going to do it. Direct deposits, but they do send you a, the advice. So that's good. I keep track of that. That was a good feeling, opening that. I didn't even know what I was opening up. And, oh, look, my first one's on the way. So, very interesting. But that's an interesting organization because you do everything online, and then there's a page you go to check to see in this position, saying no decision is made yet. I actually called. That's not a problem. Wait till so I don't work out. I don't do it.
Hey, hold on a second, you're getting, I heard you say that you were getting a check, but then you said something that was, that is, hold on, I just want to get the,
since I get the interior telephone next. And then it's funny, I don't know what section you happen to hit at that point, but you were a little bit noisy, and I assume you get a little bit stronger now. Back to you, and why your age case can be.
Harry, I'm on a taxi coach now. That's your fault, man. It's going to head on to the expressway, and if you're going to expressway into that area, I feel the next theater, which is kind of crappy, and then I switch over. You know, and I guess it's just a little reference, about to get on to the expressway interchange here.
Yeah, it is interesting how the geography works, and then I guess seasonally when you are in the wintertime, your signals are probably a little bit better even coming down in that area, no foliage, but it was just interesting the way it dropped out. All right, so Sergeant Coast to the expressway. That's quite a trip, you know. How many miles is it actually in the loop from home to work?
I hope you can copy. It's 35 miles one way. So I'm not going to miss it, you know, and your gas prices are going up and all that, so, yeah. I'm by that in-and-out metal load, so as soon as I get off, over the crest here, I'll switch over. Yeah, I can't even key up 85 from here now. I got a lot of trucks around me. I wonder if you're copying me.
Chris, I'm copying the Western input on you. Yeah, there's no problem with that right now.
But this big cement truck. So I mean, I'm well, yeah, a mistake or not. Just rolling, basically, for like 5 miles an hour. Yeah, I'm not sure if you copy me because you're not answering. I don't know if you can hear me.
No, if you turn off all the inputs, there's no signal. Gotta remember that.
Oh, so that explains why I couldn't see it, but I only switched back over.
There was some interference coming in, so I was just letting it come in on the eastern input. I just forgot to give myself an input.
Yeah, that's why. Let me see if I'm making it now. Now I'm back on 85, now that you open up the receiver.
Be fine.
Yeah, all right, moving a little bit better. Doing like 45 now. And by the stop, which used to be the rest stop or whatever they called it before, they called it the tech stop. You had given me advice, which I plan on taking, and that is to try to keep the sleep-wake cycle the